Welcome to the One Hop Podcast. Our goal for this podcast is to equip you to live a life of prayer, individually and corporately. God is raising up watchmen, these communities of intercessors around the globe, and we have such a privilege in Omaha to join the Lord in rebuilding David's fallen tent for ceaseless prayer and worship to rise as an incense before him. We're so glad that you joined us today.
Welcome back to this month's podcast. Today in the podcast studio, I'm Nicole. We have
Drew
and Kristen.
Woohoo! All right.
As always. Same old bunch.
But we're in a different seating order this time.
We are.
It's true.
You wouldn't know that. To get the sound check correct. So we don't know what city you lovely podcast listeners are in, but if you are in Omaha or any city like it, apparently June was the month to do construction.
True. Summer is the construction season.
Just craziness.
It is.
Takes 1,000 times longer to get anywhere and to do anything, which makes me crabby because it's hot.
And this is the
city. In the midst of traffic.
When we first moved here 19 years ago, my husband, Greg, would say, it takes 20 minutes to get anywhere in Omaha. Mm-hmm. No matter where you're at, all it takes is 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Well, that has all
except
changed.
For the summer.
Yeah.
And we've added population, you know. Yeah. So it does take a little longer, but yes, in the summer construction
times
season,
that by two.
It is. And there's construction
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Every exit is closed.
Everywhere.
I'll tell you what I don't like. I appreciate the city repairing our roads and all of that. That's very nice. Appreciate that. I'm glad that my tax dollars are going to something
of actual
good use.
Yes.
You know, I can see it in action and wait for 10 minutes as I'm watching it in action. Mm-hmm. But what I really get frustrated at is my little GPS, because I'm a person who uses a GPS for most everything. And even though I've lived here for a few years and have grown up in the state of Nebraska, but I use a GPS for everything. But my GPS has no clue when there's construction.
Oh, that's not good.
That's really too bad.
So then it tells me to go somewhere, and then it takes me there, and it's like, oh, well, you know, you can't go this way.
Sorry.
And then it says recalculating, and it still recalculates the same route that it was calculating me to the first place. So that part is very frustrating for me.
There's a spiritual lesson there somewhere.
Recalculating.
Yeah. That's me trying to go the same route that the Lord doesn't want me to take. Recalculating.
If only he would listen.
Right. Oh, man. Process.
Yeah.
It's all about the process.
Yeah. Yeah, we're reading a book as a team by Banning Liebscher called Rooted, and it's all about the process, which I feel like right now this all relates to.
Construction.
Yes.
And it's necessary, but it's not a fun process.
It is. So we just have to, and this is the hard part for all of us, just be a little more watchful of our time so that we leave earlier to get places on time.
Yes.
And it just, and you just don't know. You don't know what streets are going to be closed, what exits going to be closed, how they're going to divert the traffic. And the roads are buckling up all over.
Yeah.
So we've,
oh my goodness.
We've had streets where they just had to put an end to that street because the roads had just buckled up from the heat.
Yeah, it's
which I'm not sad about.
Hot.
I love the heat.
I am. I wasn't here last. Oh, I was here last summer, but I remember it being cold for me coming from Africa.
Sure.
So
now you've adjusted.
I was like, "Dang it, it is hot again." I forgot about it. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always been hot for me. So
I do love the heat. So this is my favorite season. Let it be known.
Yes.
It's my only season that I like.
I don't. Yeah, I like the cooler weather because, you know, when you're cold, you can just put more on.
Yeah.
And in summer, sorry, some people need to put more on. So we'll just put it there.
That's true in any season.
That's true. In any season of your process.
That's true.
Yes. Well, this month on our podcast, we are going to be talking about another process, and that is the process of fasting. So the last time on our podcast, we talked a little bit on the types of fasting and some of the reasons that the Bible gives us to fast. And hopefully, as you're, you know, reading through the scriptures on your own and you're kind of taking in some of the words that we've said, you even maybe have even tried to fast if you're not been familiar with fasting already. But this month, on this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit more about the rewards of fasting, and so hopefully you're all the more encouraged to become a person who lives a fasted lifestyle.
Well, on this podcast, we're really going to be focusing on five rewards that we've kind of zeroed in on that are the rewards that we get when we are really longing for more of God. So it's in that place of fasting. It's not for external things or direction, but we're really seeking the Lord to give us more of His heart, to increase our yes for Him more and more. And before we start our discussion of that, I just wanted to share a quote that's out of the book that I'm reading right now called The Jesus Fast by Lou Engel. And I feel like this whole book I could highlight, and it's been such a great challenge to me in that place of fasting and prayer. And he says this: history may be shaped in the halls of academia and powered by fools, financiers, and politicians, but in the halls of heaven, history is shaped by intercessors. This is the grandest invitation ever extended to man, to shape history like a hinge around which it pivots. In seasons of historic change, God's people turn to extended fasting to participate in the administration of the fullness of the times. Combined with prayer and repentance, an uprising occurs. And I feel like we're in this season where, as we look around at what's going on in the nation and in the world, we are a desperate people who are longing for more of God. And so this place of fasting, as we talk about that, what I would encourage you to do is really to talk to the Holy Spirit, invite the Lord to just share with you, you know, is this a season for me to begin fasting, whether it's a one-day fast, or we at the House of Prayer fast 2 days a week typically, or if it's an extended 40-day fast or a 21-day fast, like a Daniel fast, which is just like fruits and vegetables and grains. There's also like the Saint Benedict had a fast where it was one meal a day. There's a variety of those. And I think in the, during the review by Drew today, he's going to be talking about possibly some of the, a book that lists some of these different kinds of fasts.
Yes.
So we're going to be really focusing though today just on the rewards. And the first reward that we get is we are fasting for this internal, place of growing in God, becoming more hungry for God. The first reward is it really tenderizes our spirit. And I would say that that has been something that I've really noticed over probably this last 6 months when we've gone into times of fasting, where I don't know if I've really experienced that before in a way that I am now. And I think it goes back to what we talked about last time, that, you know, you have to kind of look back over decades, over years, not thinking, oh, I'm going to fast today and tomorrow I'm going to break through, which the Lord is very kind, so He does do that sometimes. But I feel like I'm coming personally into a season where my heart is so much more tenderized to Him. My heart breaks much more quickly for things that are on His heart. And I don't know where you guys, you know, what your thoughts are about that, or what you've been experiencing with the Lord.
Yeah, I think that definitely fasting tenderizes you, and it's one that's hard to measure, again.
Right.
And especially if you're measuring it the next day. But over, you know, months and especially years, and I'm not to the decades part yet, but, you know, I imagine that it'll be that much more when I get to that point, that, yeah, you do just see, you know, your heart softened.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
And it's kind of like issues that you didn't care about before. I mean, there's been so many issues, justice issues or whatever that I know the Lord cares about, but I don't necessarily have a personal affinity for. And fasting is one of the ways that the Lord just begins to kind of soften that area and say, you know, here, I care about this too, so will you take up this cause with me as well?
Mm-hmm. I think that for me, sometimes that does feel like a meat tenderizer.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
I just, for me, it comes from that place of weakness and really surrendering what I think I can do.
Mm.
And so for me, that is where the Lord has really tenderized my heart, is coming to an even deeper understanding of my dependency on mm-hmm. the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so that is what fasting has, I think, in this last season, this mm-hmm. last year specifically, has really done for me in the area of tenderizing mm-hmm. is softening mm-hmm. my heart to dependency on Him.
Yeah, I think with me too, one of the things I've heard about fasting, which I am very aware, when you fast, generally, not always, but sometimes I'm a little more cranky. Mm-hmm. I sometimes have a headache if I'm mm-hmm. giving up caffeine mm-hmm. Or whatever, kind of depending on the fast that I'm doing. Sometimes the headache is worse or better, but I'm generally not like the happiest person mm-hmm. the whole time I'm fasting. Some days are great and there's a lot of grace, and some days there's not. But one of the things that I'd heard from someone is that when, you know, fasting strips away all the support systems, you know, that we're leaning on, because we lean on food and et cetera, et cetera. But mm-hmm. the way that we feel when we fast, that's the way that the Lord relates to us all the time. So that mm-hmm. cranky, bitter, angry, headache, kind of tired, annoyed state, that's the state that the Lord relates to all the time. So when I think about that, like, the Lord sees the worst state that I'm possibly in, and He loves that state, and that's the state that He always relates to, then I'm like, okay, wow.
Yeah.
Then I feel even more tenderized that, wow, Lord, You really love the worst of the worst state. I don't even like myself on fasting days sometimes.
Yeah.
But the Lord, that's how yeah. He always sees me that way, and mm-hmm. He always loves me that way.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. The second reward, boy, we could probably spend like a whole podcast about that, on that one reward. Second reward is that it really, fasting changes our desires, that we get this like a fresh kind of desire for righteousness, maybe getting breakthrough from things that our hearts are addicted to. There's this breaking in of God's power and His, I don't know, that I think you alluded to it too, Nicole, and what you were saying, where all of a sudden, and I think you did too, the things that are on God's heart become so much more what we are, we begin to crave yeah. the things that are on His heart, and we want our desires to line up with His mm-hmm. desires.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think, I mean, one of the things I've heard a lot of from leaders and things especially is, if there's an issue that you're really battling and that you're not getting victory, then fast.
Mm, that's good.
Whether it's in the issue of sexual purity or, mm-hmm. or pornography, or if it's with pride or mm-hmm. or just you name any kind of issue, then if you're not getting breakthrough, then fast. And that will a lot of times bring breakthrough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would say that in that place of just even the longing to, in that place of fasting, because you're so weak, you feel like it's like, if I was God, I would not have chosen this way. Mm-hmm. You know, like you feel like it's not, I'm not at my best. I'm not on the top of my game. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Lord, come on. Don't You want the best of me? Mm-hmm. But there's such a place of weakness that it does expose your heart. Like, mm-hmm. I think it exposes the crabbiness. It exposes mm-hmm. The reliance for yeah. me on, you know, my Diet Coke and just all of those things that I just want the Lord to say, okay, come and just strip that away, which leads us to the third reward of fasting, is that we really position ourselves to break the bonds of wickedness or sin that's holding us, that we don't realize just in everyday life what is actually holding our hearts,
yeah.
what's holding us back.
I think, I mean, Nicole, you've talked about that a lot, is coming back to America after living in mm-hmm. a foreign nation, you realize all the things that America puts on you that you don't realize when you live in the culture, but when you take yourself out of it, you yeah. realize how much America changes your identity.
It does.
And mm-hmm. any, and not just America, but any, you know, really Western nation.
Mm-hmm.
And just the culture of this age really is what it is. But when we fast, we kind of see a little bit more of, oh, now that I have to strip myself away from something that's so countercultural,
yeah,
then I see kind of where I'm relying on that's not relying on the Lord.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, this is just the beginning of our discussion on this. So again, those the first three rewards, it tenderizes us, fasting does. Fasting changes our desires, and fasting positions us to break the bonds that are holding us, that sin that so easily entangles that Hebrews talks about. So stay with us, and we're going to finish this discussion on the last two rewards of fasting. But coming up next, reviews by Drew, the favorite part of every podcast.
So on this month's Reviews by Drew, which of course we know is everyone's favorite segment of the podcast, this month we are going to be highlighting, surprise, surprise, something on fasting. So not every month do we get the privilege of having a review that goes along with the topic of the podcast, but this month we do. So the review this month is a book called The Rewards of Fasting, and it's written by Mike Bickle and Dana Candler. And it goes through a lot of the issues of fasting on the seven different types of fasting that we kind of laid out in the last podcast, as well as the rewards of fasting, and even practical tips on how to fast and some of the different types of fast that we even see through scripture, like the Daniel fast and the Esther fast and the fast that Jesus and Moses and many other biblical characters engaged in. And so this book, it gives kind of the 101 on fasting, on how we do it, why we do it, even when we do it, and all those other practical issues, as well as the theology of why fasting is appropriate and the breakthrough that we receive both externally, the external rewards, as well as the rewards in our hearts. So that is The Rewards of Fasting. And you can, the nice thing about this book is you can find it online for free if you go to mikebickle.org. Then you go to his books tab at the very top of the page. Then you scroll down a little bit, and there is The Rewards of Fasting, and it will give you the option to purchase a hard copy, or you can download a free copy onto your computer. And that's what I've done, and I just read it every time that I'm engaging in a long fast, or if I just need some more information on fasting, I'll look at it and kind of reference it. So I encourage you to read through this book on fasting, The Rewards of Fasting by Mike Bickle and Dana Candler. Thank you for tuning in to this month's Reviews by Drew. Tune in with us next month for another favorite segment.
All right, we're going to continue with the rewards of fasting. Drew, as always, that was an amazing review. Thank
you. Wasn't it your favorite?
It's always my favorite.
Yes, thank you.
It's always my favorite.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Next month, we'll be talking about
it. Is a great book.
And humility.
Just kidding. That's good. And Drew's going to do the whole podcast by himself. Yeah,
exactly.
Because obviously, I know that much about it.
One man band right there.
Are you like Moses, the most humble man that ever walked the earth?
Yes, that's what I would write about myself if my journal is open.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we need to go back to those. Maybe we need those rewards.
Yeah,
changes your desire, tenderizes your heart.
Yeah.
Position yourself for breaking off the wickedness.
Yeah. The spirit of this age.
So the fourth reward of fasting that we see is that really when we fast, when we fall into a regular pattern of fasting, our body is much healthier. And I just want to read something that Dana Candler has written, and it's probably out of that Rewards of Fasting book. She said, when our physical appetites are out of rhythm with the Holy Spirit, our spiritual capacity to enjoy God diminishes, which we could probably all say, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she gives three kind of areas of that. So the first one is when we engage in sinful physical appetites, it defiles our body, soul, and spirit, like immorality, drunkenness, drug abuse. And then the second one is overindulging in, and I feel like this is where so much of the body of Christ is at, overindulging in legitimate physical appetites brings an excess in our lives, and it dulls our body, soul, and spirit. Without falling headlong into defilement, sincere believers are drowning in dullness and utterly disconnected from the fact that it is due to their overindulgence, eating too much, playing too much, recreating too much. It's the pursuit of a life at ease. I just feel like that's an arrow. And then the other kind of thing that she talks about here, I don't have another point, is that when we neglect God's physical health principles, when we disregard the human body by treating it poorly, we deplete our energies, and consequently, we hinder our spiritual life. So I feel like, you know, the place of fasting, it just kind of lines our body, lines our soul, lines our spirit right up with Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. so that we get the right order, the right priority, mm-hmm. and we just get, even in the physical sense, everything gets aligned with God and His plan mm-hmm. and purpose.
Yeah, one thing that I've heard multiple times is that our bodies have only so much a capacity to mm-hmm. enjoy pleasure. Hmm. And when we overindulge or we engage in, you know, sinful pleasures, then we lose the capacity to enjoy the pleasure of knowing God.
That's good.
And wow. I know this one, the fasting to make your body healthier, I mean, or that the one of the rewards is that your body ends up being healthier. For me, I remember I did a 3-day fast, and before I had done this fast, every single day, without fail, I would drink Mountain Dew, at least 2 cans a day, probably more like 3 or 4. I could easily do a 2-liter in one day. I could have. And I did a 3-day fast, and so I was just fasting for the internal rewards. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the reason why I was fasting. I just did a 3-day, and I had been kind of doing 3 days once a week every month. And the 4th day, I went to have a soda. I went to have my Mountain Dew, and I opened it and drank it, and it was disgusting. It tasted super gross to me, and then it my body started shaking, and it made me sick to my stomach. And so since that day, I haven't been able to drink Mountain Dew again. Mm-hmm. So it seems like such a silly thing, but I'm like, the Lord took it away mm-hmm. because I was overindulging mm-hmm. in it. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of the ways, like, I fasted, and then turns out my body was healthier afterwards.
Something that I learned being away from America was this saying, and I honestly don't know whose saying it is, but America, we live to eat, mm-hmm. but we're supposed to eat to live. Mm-hmm. Like, our bodies are created to consume mm-hmm. food, nutritious food, right. to survive, to sustain our bodies, to keep us going. But that is not what we do. And I noticed mm-hmm. within the first 3 months of being back in America how true that really was. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I engaged in a lot of fasting when I lived overseas, mainly because it wasn't the heat. It was mm-hmm. just, it was too much to add on top of already fasting that I was doing being away from America. But just how dull you truly mm-hmm. do become. Because when you're, like I was talking about earlier, the dependency,
yeah.
it changes your thoughts on dependency. When you're choosing to withhold mm-hmm. something, whether it's food or, you know, like mm-hmm. I like how Dana talks about other things that we need to, you know, mm-hmm. withhold from. It does open up an experience with the Lord that you don't yes. even know that you want.
Right.
When you're constantly feeding your attention, you're constantly right. feeding your body, you're constantly... It's like children nowadays. They can't be bored. Mm-hmm. They're so entertainment-driven. Mm-hmm. They're so needing to be in front of devices. You know, even in VBS, which is great, but mm-hmm. Like in Sunday schools and stuff, like they have to be constantly entertained. They cannot be bored. And it's like, so when you have an entertainment before them that's holy, that's mm-hmm. godly, they can't be satisfied with it mm-hmm. because it's not enough. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's something that fasting really can do, even in the area of healthy, is your body will crave
yeah.
the healthy things.
Right, it craves what we feed it, you know?
Once yeah. you get rid of all the junk.
And the body, soul, and spirit are all connected. Yeah. So when you are fasting mm-hmm. for those internal rewards, this is just one...
Yeah.
In the natural, that's yeah. just going to, mm-hmm. it's going to be affected because we're all connected. The last reward that we want to talk about today is that fasting strengthens your sense of identity. And I just feel like prayer and fasting together with this one, studying the word, that you really know who you are, that you are loved. And part of that, I feel like, is because when you're fasting, you're so weak that you have, I mean, I will not say you, personally, mm-hmm. I feel like I have nothing to offer the Lord, mm-hmm. and I see the yuck, and mm-hmm. I see the dullness of my heart, And it's that, oh my gosh, why would you even choose me? And that you love me, and that I'm your bride, and that I'm your chosen one. There is this confidence that I feel like I've grown in identity mm-hmm. when I've chosen that lifestyle of fasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think that as we engage in fasting, we all the more understand, like, wow, if this is the way that yeah. I really am, with all of my support systems knocked out, and yeah. this is the person that you really love, then I want to love you back. Mm-hmm. I understand that you love me, and I want to give you myself in return. And so I think that's even one of the reasons why I keep fasting, mm-hmm. is because I see that, okay, it's more than it is a religious ritual, mm-hmm. Or just something that we, you know, do out of a religious mindset. But it's something that where I encounter the Lord. I encounter his heart, even though I feel like the days where I fast, my prayer times are not that exciting. They are so boring. Half the time I'm trying to stay awake, fighting sleep, fighting a headache, and yes. fighting all of my mixed bag of emotions that, you know, just jumble around every time I fast. But it's still that I am encountering the Lord, because the day after generally is when I recognize a lot of this. Is mm-hmm. okay, wow, like I was so miserable yesterday. I was miserable as a person, I was miserable to other people, and then I was miserable to the Lord, but yet that's how he loves me all the time. And mm-hmm. so it totally strengthens your mm-hmm. identity with the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think as we talk about these five rewards of fasting, something to kind of speak very clearly into is that this is a lifestyle.
Yeah, that's
this
good.
This is a lifestyle of fasting. This is a lifestyle of choosing to take that extra step to mm-hmm. become more intimate with the Lord, to know what's on his heart, to so that we know his desires. Because if we don't know his desires, our desires aren't going to change. If we don't mm-hmm. know his identity, we can't know our own. So just moving into that structure of mm-hmm. this is going to be a lifestyle. This is what I want to give myself to. Mm-hmm. Not because of all the external things, which we're so thankful for, but really to have that inside changed mm-hmm. and to have that from the inside out, just like what Drew was talking about. So we hope that this month's podcast on fasting and prayer strengthened your resolve to step into this. Maybe it's one day a week, or it's 2 days a week, or you grab a couple friends and say, hey, you know, let's really contend for something for 21 days and do mm-hmm. a Daniel fast. We hope that this will give you some encouragement and also some practical reasons for fasting and how we fast. Much of the resources that we've used, like the review by Drew, we'll have up on our website and our Facebook page. So thanks so much for joining us this month, and we'll see you next month.